This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. We just got a call here at the farmhouse. Dr. Sergei Shuli Soren, MD, emergency room doctor, is going to be at the farm tonight around, after dinner. And he's okay. He must have been tied up in the emergency room or something like that, or in clinic. Frank's with us. Frank, hydronics.
Hydronics. for our student who probably has his house built by now, this would be almost the last part of building a house with a heat source. Of course, hydronics is heating with a liquid. Hydro, being water, is the most common thing. And as I was thinking of how I was going to discuss, I came across this very simple example of what a hydronics is. I remember when I was a little kid, my mom would put a pot of water on top of the stove, heat it up, put it in a bottle, take it to our bedroom, and heat my father's bed. That's very simple what hydronics is. It's an ability to heat a source, to heat water, take it, and move it to someplace else and heat it. Of course, I always felt cheated. Why is my mother heating my father's bed and not my bed? Do you remember those days where the hot water bottle filling with hot water and heating your bed up?
Sure. Yeah, back in the 1950s. Especially in the 50s. Yeah, I remember hot water bottles. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone had a sore back, it was a hot water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a flat rubber container. It's a package that you'd put warm water in. And same thing with the bed. Absolutely. That's the way it was. Because heating wasn't as efficient and as ubiquitous as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were rooms that were cold in the winter and hot in the summer, and the central heating system with all push button controls, or check on your phone and set your temperature. I mean, that just didn't exist back in the night.
But today's hydronics have come a long way, and I honestly believe in them, and because you can do so much with it, and there's so much possibilities as of today. The good part in terms of, in the olden days you had boilers, and I don't know how much you kind of stop me if I go overboard in terms to explaining, but hydronics is basically there's a boiler that heats up the water, then there's what we call radiators in every room, and that in the olden days there were hardly any pumps, it was all gravity, and those guys must have been geniuses to be able to run a system by using just the concept that hot water rises and cold water drops. And many mansions where I used to live have exactly that, is a gravity-fed hot water system. But today we have what we call condensing boilers, which are so much more efficient than your basic ordinary 80% boiler. Now you can get boilers that are like 98% efficiency. And with pumps and this thing called zones, you can literally make a beautiful house very, very comfortable. One of the reasons why hot water works so well is because, believe it or not, there's been studies class that if your feet are warm, just up to your knees, then your body is going to feel totally comfortable. and that's where hot water plays a big part, because it's not usually, but it is mostly on the bottom part of the floor, and so therefore you can literally run that temperature in your home quite a bit lower and yet still feel very comfortable. So that's one of the beauties of hydronics. Now, there are one of the reasons why it's becoming, to me, at this age of my life and the age of our world, is there's so many others. For example, your boiler, you would consider a hydronic system, would you?
Absolutely.
And look at the things that you
brilliant.
Can do with that boiler.
The design is absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank, you mentioned something that is really important. When we designed our house, you can put the we happen to have a hot air system, a forced air system, because it's a heat pump.
Mm-hmm.
So it can cool in the summer and heat in the winter. But we added the outdoor wood furnace, which is a hydronic system with a mm-hmm. heat exchanger in the ductwork.
Mm-hmm.
But when we put the ductwork into our house 18 years ago, we put the ducts in the and the registers in the floor. Exactly
mm-hmm.
what you're talking about. And it works really, really well. So it's the best way to go, in my opinion.
Yes. So now, you have a wood fire, wood boiler. I would like to mention, because I went to a company called Viessmann, V-I-S-S-M-A-N-N. The last time you told me you haven't heard of them. They're a German company, and they have been working with this thing called a solar hot water panels. Now, photoelectric is most people are very familiar with. You have one yourself, which you produce electricity for your house. Viessmann, and there are other manufacturers, but I like the Viessmann, and I'll tell you the reason why. They've created, a number of years ago, these panels where you run water through it, with glycol, of course, so that it don't freeze, and you will get the benefit of the hot water being heated up by the rays of the sun. So it's something that I like our students, if they're thinking of doing something with hydronics, if a wood outside boiler becomes prohibitive expensive, these could be a great addition for the fossil fuel environment safety. Now, I have to admit, they absolutely work the best in the summertime. But so therefore, if you have a home that has kind of a swimming pool or that sauna thing kind of, these would be absolutely great for you, because not only will you be able to heat your hot water for domestic use, but you can also heat your swimming pool with it, and so on and so forth. So it's something that I think I would, like our class to look into it as a great way of saving the environment and, I guess, energy in general. You haven't heard of those, have you, Vincent?
Oh, I just did a little bit of research, yes. V I E S S M
A N N. V I E S S M A N N. And they're called Vital Sol Solar Collectors, V I T O S O L Solar Collectors. And the concept there, sorry?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, you're looking at it. Yeah. So now, one of the things, of course, they were a bit of a salesman. I went to a whole seminar on these because I'm like you to a certain extent. I'm thinking of the future, even though I'm 68. But with the things that are happening in Canada and with wanting to get rid of fossil fuel, I think that this will be a great thing in the near future, because not everybody has wood, but anybody can buy, can get this and put it in their backyards, put it on top of their roofs and so on and so forth. And now, I don't know if the article, if our students are going to read, will say some of the beauty features of this system. Now, I'm talking about Viessmann because that's the seminar I went to and I know a bit about it, but there are others, but these are the kind of things that you need to be aware of. Obviously, if you have too much sun and you have these water panels, they can do a bit of damage in terms of heating up and boiling water and so on and so on. Except these panels are designed with the reflection coating on it, events that if the temperature of the cells become extraordinarily hot, it kind of just blacks itself out. So it's a very some units out there, they have what they call this limiter, that if something gets overly hot, it opens the valve and just lets the water go up out of the way, just so that it protects the tubes. The other thing that they're saying is that you don't have to have a sun shining on this. Just the rays from the sun is enough to heat these panels. So it's I remember I did one 2 years ago, Vince, and I was curious. After we got it all installed, I put my finger in the up part of coming from this. I literally burned it. So I know from my hurt in my finger that these things actually do produce heat. And of course, from here, yeah, it goes into what they call a holding tank. But from that holding tank, you can do so much with it. Huh? You can go into a floor heating system. You can go to a coil in the furnace. The sky is kind of the limit.
This is a great concept, Frank. So what you're talking about is like a solar panel on the roof or on an array, a rack, if you will,
mm-hmm,
pointing at the sun,
mm-hmm,
and the rays of the sun come down on this flat panel, but it has water in it, or a liquid,
mm-hmm,
or water with ethylene glycol as an agent to lubricate the pump and as an agent to prevent corrosion and freezing. And so the sun heats these black panels. The heat gets transferred to the liquid. It gets stored in a big tank. And then from the big tank that stores the heat, that gets dispersed throughout the building through a radiator system or through in the floor hydronic pump piping. What a great way to go. It
mm-hmm
really is.
Yeah, no, it's...
And it's virtually free energy, except for the electricity to circulate the water and through the system, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And I was pleasantly surprised. I'm not going to say prices, because the United States and Canada are quite different, but I was very pleasantly surprised in the cost of these systems. So, yeah, so that's kind of hydronics. And then, as I said, then you also have your boiler, condensing boiler. Now, here is the thing, and it's a little bit unfortunate that hydronics should be something that should be thought when you're building your home, because that's the bad part of it. It's very hard to install a hydronic system in a house that's already built. It can be done. There's no doubt about it that you can do a subfloor with radiant tubes going through it. But it's something that that should be considered at the beginning of building your house. And from my experience, I'll tell you what I would recommend, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the proof of what Frank is saying is I have seen installations of, let's say, heat pumps in old houses, like 150-year-old houses or so. I mean, nice houses, but old. Many, many heat pumps, because it's difficult to install just one system to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
So many are installed because of the difficulties with the plumbing. You're absolutely right.
No idea. It would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank's with us, and we're talking about heating with a liquid, predominantly water. Frank, please continue.
So in terms of a lot of things coming on market, so we talked about the solar panels, but companies are making great strides in what they call the air-to-water heat pump. We know most heat pumps are air-to-air. They take that temperature, and I've talked about the hyperheat pumps where they can now go to minus 15 and still remove quite a bit of heat from the air. Now there are a number of manufacturers who are saying, okay, let's take the air and put that heat into water and take that and use that as our means of doing all sorts of interesting things. See, as I said before, once you get that hot water, hot liquid into your house, there's so much you can do with it. So now I do quite a number of homes up here, and one of the biggest and the ways that I've seen and designed for it is I love right off the bat your basement. If you're going to have a basement, definitely heat it with water, because it's usually on in ground. And lots of cold can come through. Remember that concept, heat travels from hot to cold. That's where the heat is going to go in the basement. So unless you have an insulated cement floor, so that's the first place. I don't even question a nice, beautiful basement, cement basement, or wood basement, but that is heated with water. The other places that I've like to use is in entrances to homes where there's tile, and of course bathrooms. It's always nice to have a beautiful, cozy bathroom. get out of the shower and something like that. Now, a lot of people use the electric heat strips, and they will use it. Then they'll look at the electrical bill, and they say, oh, no, no, I prefer to have a cold bathroom. But, see, the thing is, that hot water is there. That boiler is having, so just a little. And the beauty of it, it's not that hard to run pipes to these, because sometimes just half an inch of that poly pipe is more than enough to take a little zone up to your bathroom or into your front hall and make things very, very comfortable for you. Now, there is always an disadvantage to an advantage, and the disadvantages of hydronics is it's very hard to cool. Partly because of condensation, hot to cold produces condensation on the pipes. I have a very, very funny story where I used to live many years ago when I was starting in this business. A gentleman literally had a hydronic system through the walls, through the floors, all this. And I thought he was the smartest man in the world, almost like Vince. Except one time I went there to fix something, and he was devastated. I'm still laughing because I'm seeing him totally devastated. He decided that he was going to cool his house with cold water in the pipes. Guess what?
Well, he almost had a flood, right?
Well, and I'm saying to myself, well, I guess you're not as smart as I thought you were. Because I think any of our students would know if you put hot and cold water in a pipe, you're going to get sweating. And so for the next year or so, he was redoing drywall and so on and so forth. However, there's nothing wrong, okay, with having cold hydronics come to a coil in the furnace. And then, obviously, you'd use an air conditioner. But going back, this is where it kind of falls a little bit flat, is that it doesn't produce enough cold to make most people happy. So, therefore, you still need to have some sort of ductwork. But the ductwork for air conditioning doesn't have to be that elaborate. It's for heating. And now there's so many other kinds of air conditioning systems that could make very much sense in a new home. So, anything to add to that, Vince?
Yeah, kind of on a tangent. So, I looked at this house in Virginia. It was a very old house, built in the 1800s, maybe 1840s. And what this guy did, he had a basement, and it was two stories. It was kind of a colonial-style house. And so he had a porch on the second story and the first story. So in the summer, he slept on the second story because mosquitoes don't fly that high. So he could sleep. And then what he did was he dug up the backyard and he put in 4-inch drain tiles. And I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris told CBS's 60 Minutes that the U.S. has no intention of sending troops to Gaza. She said the Biden administration supports Israel's right to defend itself, but also said Palestinians deserve equal measures of safety and security. The United Auto Workers Union growing its strike against GM. Shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend, the UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill Assembly Plant in Tennessee. The weekend before Halloween and during several mass shootings in U.S. cities that left at least 11 people dead and 76 injured. Long lines, rising sales, and crowded stores have been a scene at gun shops throughout Maine since Thursday, when stores opened for the first time since a mass shooting in Lewiston. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Turn up. Under today's hot.
Why? Today.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
TV. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Frank's with us. We're talking about heating systems and hydronic systems, and I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent. But so this house was on a farm in Virginia, in rural Virginia, and there weren't any rules and codes and regulations. So, but this guy wanted to put in an air conditioning system in a really old house, built around 1840s. So he dug up the yard about 3 or 4 feet down. And he installed this pipe. This is a greenish-colored pipe, light green-colored pipe, 4 inches in diameter. So it's a watertight pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not designed for high pressures, low pressures, but, you know, for draining sewer lines and things like that. So he dug up the yard, went out about 100 feet from the house, maybe more, went to the left with a 90-degree, then turned left again, maybe between 4 and 8 feet. From the first pipe, and then he came back to the house. So he had a loop. It was like a big long U, and it was sealed about 3 to 4 feet down and covered it up. And he did a bunch of these. And what he did, the soil is cool. It's probably around 60 degrees, 65 degrees, somewhere around there.
46, 55,
Yeah. And so he blew with a small fan in his basement, he blew air into one of these closed loops, and it came out much colder. So he built an air conditioning system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it would not freeze you out of the house, that's for sure. But it was almost free. So for, let's say, 100 watts of electricity to run these little fans, to run through these closed loops, and he probably had 3 or 4 of them, and it cooled the house.
Yeah.
So that's one way to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, another way of looking at it is in the wintertime, when it's freezing cold outside, let's say, 30 degrees Fahrenheit, it's still about 60 degrees. So he can get 60 degree free heat out of the same system.
Yeah. And there's a name for that, and that was going to be my next section. And then that was a beautiful introduction. He must have been one of the first ones. We call those geothermal systems, and which for our class is a style of hydronics. Geothermal systems, you basically put your pipes underneath the earth, 4, 5, 8 feet is kind of the average, and you run pipes on the ground, in the earth. Now, as Vince says, 56, mostly the average from what I've been reading and from my knowledge is around 46. Now, the question is, what will 46 do for you? Not much. Good cooling, but in terms of heat, not much. However, geothermal systems, what they have is a water heat pump. So they have a compressor where the compressor, very much like an air condition, except it removes that heat from the water. So it becomes a little bit more expensive, not as cheap as your friend back many years ago. However, you can still remove quite a bit of heat from a 46-degree water temperature, and that's your geothermals. Now, they can be deep, or what we call vertical, or horizontal. Now, the problem with them, Vince, is they're very expensive. Now, 10 years ago, our government here in Canada provided a lot of money, like giveaway money for people to install them. And again, some were done nice, some were done properly, some were not done properly. So there are a lot of people out there with beautiful geothermal systems, but they need a secondary heat to actually be comfortable. So that was a nice introduction. Yeah. So and that's basically hydronics for you. There's a number of choices. It's not what I'd recommend anymore, the geothermal, because they are expensive to do. You need to have a lot of land because that pipe has to go for a long way to be able, because that's the water or the liquid is just moving around and around, and it has to collect that heat from the ground to make it viable for the heat pump, which is a water to air kind of heat pump, to make some sort of sense in terms of money. But it's one of those things where some people are still doing it and some people swear by it. Unfortunately for my friends who do a lot of hydronics, the way I say it, oh, you have a beautiful geothermal heat pump, I says, so does it keep it around 70? Well, not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a beautiful system, and I have a fireplace that helps me, So, yeah. So, I'm not deterring our students if that's the way they want to go, and I'm sure there's quite a number of improvements made by them, but I definitely would get a reputable dealer. Do not, cheap enough on the actual unit that converts that 46 degree Fahrenheit into some sort of heat, because obviously, it can be done. The other one is, if you live by a lake and you have permission from the authorities up here, it's pretty hard because of the environment. Lake water is 56-60 below the frost line, and that can make a beautiful geothermal system. So maybe on your little pond you can bring a pipe over. And Vince, you think so?
Yeah, and Frank, I know what the difference is. You mentioned 46 degrees. I'm thinking 60. The difference, Frank, is you're in the North Pole.
That's right. Hey, be careful. That's where Santa's going to come from in about a month.
Yeah. but seriously, Frank, you're up north, much farther north. And it's colder where you are.
Yeah.
So it really is about 60 degrees Fahrenheit in the earth, say 4 feet down here in where we are in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned something interesting about heat pumps. So the heat pumps for many people will work if they're in warmer climates.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Missouri, we investigated heat pumps before before we went to air.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we didn't was the loop that we would have to put, let's say 1-inch PVC pipe in the ground, would have to be at least 1,500 feet long, snaking around, coiling around in the ground.
That's
which
beautiful.
Meant digging up 1,500 feet. So then I thought, well, heck, we'll just build a pond. If we're going to dig up the front yard, let's just put a pond in. And then I thought, you know what, we could do that, but we'll have to take out a bunch of beautiful trees, and trees that are 75, 100 years old. I wasn't crazy about that. But the other thing about putting in a pond is mosquitoes. They love them. So if you add cows and you add a pond, we wouldn't be able to go anywhere without a fly swatter. I mean,
but I'm so glad.
I'm exaggerating, but those really are the reasons.
Well,
yeah, you're
not exaggerating on the length of pipe that needs to be done for things to actually happen. That's why I'm saying I'm not a great believer in that. And not only that, Vince, all of a sudden your little indicator of water says, I'm low. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Where is that leak now? I had a customer that literally luckily we did that thing, you know, we started one end, started, you know how it is, trying to kind of average where this leak was going to be. And we did find it close to the house, but that was digging, but careful digging, because you don't want to destroy that pipe that's going down there. So, anyway.
So here's one other thing, and Frank, you mentioned this. When you have a heat pump, whether it's geothermal or air-to-air, a ground source heat pump, and some people will drill a well. Drill a well, and there's a pool of water down there, and they'll send a pipe down there to grab the heat from the well water and then bring it back up. My concern is if there's a leak, you certainly don't want to contaminate the well or your neighbor's well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big problem. And water moves about a foot per year. So from your well, if your neighbor's well is contaminated, just measure how far it is. If theirs is contaminated, measure how many feet theirs is from yours, and yours will be contaminated in that many feet years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
1 foot per year. Next thing is the air that comes out of a heat pump is not really warm. I mean,
no.
It's sort of warm, but so what they do is they rely on volume.
Yeah.
They pump they run the air, the fan, if you will, the blower cage. They'll run at a higher cubic feet per minute to force more air. So it's so heat pumps are windy, and the air isn't that warm. And so that's why we did not put all those reasons together. That's why we did not go with a ground source heat pump. But we did go with a heat pump so we could have air conditioning. We wanted the air conditioning side of the heat pump. And if the weather were, let's say, maybe 50 degrees and we wanted to bring the house to 67, 68 degrees, it would work okay because there's plenty of heat at 50 degrees outside to extract heat from. with an air-to-air type heat pump. But really what is absolutely magnificent is the outdoor wood furnace, which we added to the heat mm-hmm. pump system.
Yeah.
And that is really nice.
Absolutely. Nice it makes so much sense. And, of course,
There's one other piece to this, Frank.
Yep.
And it's like a transition right now. It's like, well, we're, you know, it'd be nice to have a little bit of heat, but we don't need a lot of heat.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we run I have manual valves
mm-hmm.
that allow me to circulate the water through the heat exchangers in the ductwork.
Mm-hmm.
We have two heat exchangers, two sets of ductwork in our farmhouse. And what we do when it's really not really cold, we just turn on circulate the water through the heat exchangers from the outside wood furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And that is enough to keep the house warm without running the blowers
yeah.
in the furnaces.
Yeah.
It works great.
Yes.
So it's not quite yeah. free heat, but it's darn close.
Yeah, darn close. It must be, like, you could be an HVAC mechanic, too, not just a generator technician user. But isn't it so beautiful when, and this is where I think our students should appreciate that when you have a something that needs to be done, that you're, first of all, you have the information. First of all, it's so nice to do research for that information. Obviously, I can see when you, well, it took 3 years to design and then a half a year to build, because I can see you went point by point and picked exactly what you, what would work best for you. But it's nice to have that knowledge. It's nice to know how many liters that generator is going to take off fuel and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. isn't it? Yeah. It just makes it so much more fun to
Frank,
have your home.
I have a kind of a personal question for you. You don't have to answer if you don't want.
Sure.
But so Mrs. Finelli, I've known her since fourth grade, so I've known her a long time. And I still call her Mrs. Finelli. How long do you think it's going to be before you and I call our wives maybe by their first names?
Well, you know something? That was one of the things that I loved about you, is the fact that you had for your wife calling her Mrs. Finelli.
Yeah.
And I have lots of respect for my wife.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank's with us, and we're talking about heating systems. Class, regardless of the heating system that you you install, think about this. If you're going to build a basement, and a basement is the lowest cost per square foot of housing, it really is. It's a great way to go, and you can have your utilities. You can have a utility room in your basement. You can centralize, you know, your heating system, your plumbing, your well pressure tank. You can centralize some of your wiring. It's a great way to go. And when you build a basement, I highly suggest that you consider putting gravel down, of course, under the concrete, and then put plastic, plastic sheeting on top of the gravel and then the concrete. And the reason for that is it's a moisture barrier so that when, you know, in the summertime, the moisture won't come up through the concrete as easily, and it's a better way to go for living space. And if you're going to heat your basement and you're going to use hydronic like PEX polyethylene cross-linked pipe, which is really slippery and it'll last a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for that because it can take 180 degree Fahrenheit water.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to insulate underneath the concrete if you're going to embed, right? If you're going to embed the PEX in the concrete. Your thoughts, Frank?
Yes, for sure. No, it's you definitely need to do that. I've seen a lot of homes where with this system, but nothing is happening in their floor for that very simple reason. Of course, everybody's scared. Even myself, when I was started doing a hydronic or plastic, and then this foam, and then I'm going to put cement on top of all this. Will it hold? My question, my answer to our students: yes, it will hold. And you're going to have a beautiful, beautiful, cozy basement.
and there's no noise other than maybe the noise of the circulator pump or depending on what kind of heating system, whether it be natural gas or propane or a heat pump, you'll hear that. But you won't hear the blowing fan.
No.
And, you know, Frank, what's really interesting, when people come to our house in the wintertime or when they used to, They would notice that's absolutely quiet. When the blower motor comes on, you don't hear it. You don't hear it at all. And that was because we insulated the inside of the ductwork. And the outside. So the ductwork is insulated. The blower motor is running at its lowest speed, which means it'll last longer. And you don't hear it. So you don't hear our furnace kick on.
Beautiful.
Even though it's a forced air system.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So you can do a lot of things if you read the manuals ahead of time, before.
Mm-hmm. And listen to our program. Our class. Yeah. I mean, and I don't know how many new students we've acquired, but I would like to say to them that GCN has this beautiful, which I can attest to, is every class is stored, what they say, for 10 years?
At least.
And it's such a joy. Even now when I can't sleep at night, I'll go to GCN, I'll go through their little calendar, and I'll just pick a day. And some of the things that I, No, it's such a beautiful radio station, and I'm so happy. I'm so glad I'm part of it with you, Vince.
Well, you earned it. You absolutely earned
it. Wow.
And
I mean,
so class, if you're wondering how instructors arrive, what typically happens is I meet them either on the air as a student who calls in, and I really like our students. I really, truly do.
Yes.
And when I get a chance to hear them, and if I hear they're articulate and they're experts in the subject matter, then I talk with them further and then invite them to be an instructor, and we try, you know, let's try for a broadcast or two or three or four. And then it always is the same way. They're so darn good that the first broadcast is the one that starts the whole thing and they just stay.
And that's exactly what happened to us.
Yeah.
And I'm just totally enjoying. I don't know that the time just goes so fast, but it's a great pleasure being in front of a class for our students. And
well, Frank, I was talking to Bert many, many times. Mm-hmm. I've known him for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of volunteer work. He volunteers to be on the board of directors of large corporations. And what he says about USA Prepares is he says this is the one job he has that costs him the least. Now, and what we're talking about is opportunity cost. He could be doing something else. And so could you, Frank. You're losing revenue by teaching this class. You could be out there, you know, turning wrenches and replacing boards and diagnosing, and you're losing revenue. And I really appreciate you being here, because that's the fact of the matter. And you're away from Mrs. Pacheco as well. So you can't get the time back. None of us can get it back, but here you are volunteering to teach. I really appreciate it, Frank.
But the joy of being in front of class is priceless, Ben.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And class, I've taught, I'm not being braggadocious here,
mm-hmm.
I've taught seminars with 500 students in person. That's way smaller than what Frank's doing right now. Way smaller.
I can't believe it sometimes. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you next Monday for a very interesting class. It will be, what can you do with your old appliances?
There you go. That's great. I'm looking forward to it. And it's harder to do things with some of the newer, older appliances.
I have seen some things up there that are just like, oh, my goodness. But we'll keep it a secret until next Monday.
Frank, thank you so much. We'll see you next Monday.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.